I still remember the day I met you. The best day of my life. You were the type of kid who was always nervous around girls, and even more nervous around monsters. Oh, you were the perfect target for a Cheshire Cat. You were the perfect target for me. The first day was fun, calling you things like nerd and tiny. My personal favourite, boy. When you first heard those words, you responded in a high-pitched voice and tried to defend yourself. At the end of the first day, I decided that I loved your reactions, but there was one thing that I wanted to try. Good boy. In my experience, most men live in somewhere that monsters live cause them to be more receptive to trigger words. I think that the exposure of demonic energy causes certain changes mentally as men grow and develop. Whatever the reason was, he reacted by blushing and looking up at me as if to ask me what I meant by being unable to form words. That was the first time I grinned at him. My mother says that most people love the grin. My father says it's a mixture of cute and pure nightmare fuel. I think what my mother meant was that she loved the way people reacted towards the grin. The next few weeks I made sure you knew what I was capable of. My favourite trick was approaching you from the front and saying something that would cause you to look down and teleport behind you. You would look to see where I was, and I would tap your shoulder, causing you to look. You learned really fast that there was no hope of finding me once I did that. This carried on for a few months until I dared to enter your home. I remember the first time you saw me. You were opening a box, only to find my head looking up at you. Personally, I always thought that one was a little cruel. I almost broke character, trying my best not to be too gentle, but also not too cruel. I like to tease, not make people traumatised. That was the first time I really felt your skin. Well, I used a tone that was like a sibling telling their sibling that an injury wasn't bad enough to tell on them. I wanted to hold you and tell you that I was sorry, but you weren't ready for that yet. After that day, I felt something that I hadn't felt before. I wanted to feel your warmth. I wanted you for myself. Now, even though I'm only 1 year older than you, the law was very clear about how a monster should approach a guy in my situation. But that was no fun. Luckily, being the daughter of a Cheshire Cat, and being a Cheshire Cat myself, I found a loophole. I waited for a long time to enact my master plan. It had been a few years since we met, and you had gone through every stage of grief and barely paid any attention to anything besides my grin, which caused you to shiver. There were a time when you suffered from nightmares. It hurt me to see you like that. The only thing that had the right to tease and bully you was me, and not some emo centaur. I figured that if you weren't awake, I didn't have to keep up the act. So when I lied down, I wasn't even afraid to hold you close. I wanted to cuddle you from the front, but I didn't want to be seen if you suddenly awoke. Your nightmares quickly become a thing of the past. The reason why I'm surprised that you never figured it out was because it wasn't hard to figure out, and I figured out that if you hadn't learnt by the time you were of age, you would never have known. You might think that I started not that long ago based on the fur and the hair, but I stopped cleaning those up then. I wanted you to know. It was so hard to stop myself from just throwing myself on top of you and holding you close. Everything about you is so perfect. Your scent, your warmth, and even your taste when I gently kiss your neck. Surely you forget that I had a crush on you. It's common knowledge that a Cheshire Cat does this to the man that she wants. I mean, why else would I have been in your house the first place? As time went on, more of my pranks turned into things to get you into bed. Turn off the power. Manipulating the light to make it seem like later. And turning your alarms off when I knew there was nothing you had to do. Waiting for night to fall was pure torture. You might have noticed the lack of bullies in school. Well, besides me. Remember when I said that the only one who could do that was me? I made sure everyone knew that. If someone so much as laid a hand on you, I would have made a shog of stability look like a children's party magician. I didn't want you to struggle any more than you had to. If you were distracted from school, you would have spent more time on homework and went to bed later, causing me to have to wait longer to wrap my arms around you. Last year, I had already graduated, and I was unable to see you during the day. The principal is a Lulham, so there was no way I was using magic to get in. Last year was one of the worst years of my life. Not only was it boring, I also worried about you constantly. There were times where I just wanted to drop the act, but I couldn't. I had waited too long and couldn't legally touch you through the age loophole I found but was too nervous to use. If you didn't notice, I became less aggressive over the past year. There was a time when I stopped altogether. But when I saw you entering a room and being disappointed when I wasn't there, I couldn't hold myself back. I think I broke when you opened that box that you hadn't opened since the first time you saw me in the house. It was almost like you wanted me to bully you. Any other monster might call you weird in some lewd tone, but to be honest, I thought it was cute. A few months ago, you graduated from school and the law is no longer had effect on you. The only time I did anything more than cuddle with you was that night. It wasn't much, but I had to make sure no one took you from me. That night I had made sure you were asleep, in deep sleep, courtesy of a mushroom grown in Wonderland for that very use. I rubbed my fur all over your sleeping body, kissed you, hugged you, stroked you, whispered into your ear, and held your hand. No one bothered you. I had all the time of the world. Fast forward to now and I finally have you where I want you. Come with me, dear. I've waited years to do this. Come on. Thank you. Come on, get in. I don't want to mean to you anymore. I've loved you for so long. I've waited for so long for this. You have such beautiful eyes. Such soft skin. Don't move an inch. I just want to feel you. You look so surprised. Did you really not think this would happen? I love the way you tremble and sigh from my touch. You're so cute. Such a good boy. You love the feeling of my fur against your skin. You seem so at peace. You've wanted to be held like this for a long time, haven't you? I've seen the way you lie down before I came to you when you were asleep. The way you hold onto that spare pillow. You've always wanted someone to share warmth with. Someone to last out the harshness of the world with. Someone to hold you and kiss you and tell you how much of a good boy you are. But you know what must come next, dear? Don't worry, dear. I wouldn't dare disturb the look of bliss on your face. I'll take the lead and be as gentle as I can. There we go. Lie on your back. Let me nibble your ears. Are your ears sensitive, dear? Would you like me to lick them? Your arms are covered in goosebumps. Whimper for me, dear. Let me get these clothes off. Feel my warm paws slowly moving down your chest and to your cock. Oh, you're so erect for me. It looks like it hurts. Let me help you. With my free hand, I'll stroke your hair. Such a good boy. This is what you deserve. After all, you put up with my shit for most of your life. I'll make it up to you, all of it. You're such a good boy. You deserve the best. I really do love you. You're leaking pre-cum already. You must be pretty pent up. I'm not surprised. I've never saw you masturbate. Was that because you never started? Or because you were worried about me seeing you? Such a gentleman. Suffering at my expense. Let's fix that. That should be good enough. I'm already stuck down there. The pre-cum was just extra. But in all honesty, it's pretty hard to skillfully jerk you off when you have paws like mine. Alright. Let me get my clothes off. That's so much better. I kind of see myself as the absolute equivalent for a lot of monsters. I'm a cat girl that isn't submissive. My breasts are not large, but also not small. And I would always make my first move. A wolf girl wouldn't be able to hold herself back for as long as I have. And a cat girl would have been to send her until you finally decided to pounce on her. Isn't this so much better than any other monster? I'm going to put you in. You're inside me. Oh, do you know what that means, dear? Oh, we're officially married. Are you excited? Oh, I am. Oh, I've known since what? First grade? I've waited almost 13 years for this. You are the only crush I ever really had. And the only one I ever needed. I'm trying really hard not to do the grin. I really don't want to ruin the moment. All right, let's get started. Oh, you filled me up so good. I spent so much time around you that as I grew and developed physically, I grew to be the perfect match for you. My body was made to your exact preference, although I suppose you never had any control over your subconscious thoughts. No, silly. I didn't read your mind. I'm from Wonderland here. This is kind of my thing. Ah, I should take you some time. You'd love it. Well, at least you'd learn. Don't worry, honey. I'll be your guide. Let me speed up. Ah, yes. Ah, oh, yes. Maybe we could raise a few Cheshire kittens. And every night I'll hold you up to me. Oh, I'll stroke in your back and kiss you hard. Oh, I treasure you like a dragon and hold you like a llama. Ah, oh, you quite literally mean the whole world to me. Oh, I wouldn't give up the time I spent with you for anything. You're my husband. Oh, and no one but me has the right to choose you. Oh, I love you so much. I love you. I love you so much. I don't ever want to be separated from you. You're my husband. My one and only love. The only thing that makes my world go around. From the first day we met, I knew this would happen. And I wouldn't let anything stop it. I've loved you for so long, and I wouldn't take any of it back. I want to spend every night with you in my arms. So come. Come and make our marriage official. I love you. Good boy. Good boy. Come for me, good boy. Come for me, good boy. Yes. Come for me, you good boy. Good boy, I love you. I love you so much. Good boy. Good boy. Let me lie down next to you and nuzzle you. Oh, you're pressing against me. Wait. Are you crying? No. You were never alone, dear. I was always with you. I would have admitted my feelings if you told me about this sooner. Who planted these seeds of sadness in your head? I swear I'll drag them to the queens of hearts myself. No, dear, you don't have to stop crying. I won't tell you to hide your emotions. I won't make fun of this either. There's nothing funny about what you're feeling. Things are so much different out there. In Wonderland, things don't make sense, but in a way that just makes sense. I hate the way that men out here are treated like machines and thrown to the dirt when considered defective. They practically work you to death, and watching you suffer through school hurts so much. I wish that I could have done this with you so much sooner. But that's the past. Let's focus on the present. Just focus on my warm skin and silky fur as I hold you. Good boy. Such a good boy. You're loved. And you're special. And I'll never let you go. I love you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.